This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. The first of five vaccination lottery drawings occurs today, where every Washington State resident who has received at least one dose of the vaccine will have a chance to win money and prizes. The drawings will take place for the next five Tuesdays. The first four drawings will award $250,000 to one lucky vaccine recipient, while the July 13 drawing will yield $1 million prize. Each Tuesday, there will be 249 prizes drawn. This includes cash, but also several smaller prizes tailored to the whims and taste of the average Washingtonian. This includes Discover passes, camping and wildlife permits, Amazon and Nintendo products, a box at a Mariners game, and Seahawks tickets, which for some will be the really big prize. The program is administered by the Washington State Lottery System using federal funds allocated for COVID-19 relief. The odds are not easily determined as the numbers change from day to day. Roughly about 3 million people are now included, competing for more than 1,200 awards. Many of those entered never play the lottery, so this is an unexpected chance at good luck that requires no extra effort. Regular lottery players may be frustrated as they cannot acquire multiple tickets for the big drawing. The purpose is to get people to take the shot with the goal of 70% compliance by July 1st. Once achieved, we reach herd immunity, which would signal a path back toward normal, whatever that may become. According to a statement on the Washington Department of Health website, hitting the 70% statewide initiation of vaccination goal is an important component of our collective success against COVID-19, and we look forward to continued progress so we can restore our economy and get people back to living their normal lives. We're not quite there, as just 58% of Washington citizens have received one dose. So the idea of winning $250,000 or even the $1 million prize could move some people off the fence. This can't be taken for granted, as there is considerable amount of conspiracy-based vaccine hesitancy, along with the idea that the vaccinations aren't necessary because COVID rates have declined, according to news reports. Jefferson County has already reached the July 1st goal with a 72.4% rate for those 16 and older, according to Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke. Local vaccinations continue. Jefferson County QFC, Safeway, and Tri-Area Pharmacies are still offering the vaccine, as is Jefferson Healthcare Express Clinic located at the hospital. You don't have to be a patient at the hospital to be vaccinated. You may also ask for immunization from your local healthcare provider. The Department of Emergency Management will partner with the state health departments to provide vaccinations to homebound individuals. DEM has also partnered with organizations that will provide a free ride to a clinic as well. For more information about vaccinations or vaccination services, call 360-344-9791. Jefferson County added four new cases of COVID-19 this weekend. The total is now 422, with six cases in isolation and 142 test results pending. And some late-breaking reopening news. The Mountain View Pool remains closed until further notice in order to resolve a mechanical issue. The reopening will occur sometime next week at the soonest, according to a pool employee. And Jefferson Healthcare Cafeteria, preferred dining place for local residents in the know, has no immediate reopening plans. The popular eating spot closed as soon as the virus hit. The staff still needs to be social distanced, and the area is now used as a break space. For many of us, we won't have recovered from the pandemic until we can once again purchase a quality meal for two for around $15. Stay tuned to KPTZ for the latest important reopening developments. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.